Welcome to this month's edition of Territory Checkup. I'm Rod Ostis. It's that time of the year when opportunity continues to knock at seed sellers' doors. But so many seed sellers never answer the door. There is so much opportunity out there. I've talked to seed sellers who have been talking to growers about doing cropping plans, and they've been having awesome success. There are so few people out there doing it. And there probably won't be people out for a long time, or at least until they decide to release their price. I can't figure it out. So much opportunity, and so few people going after it. What do you think the number one emotion is in this marketplace right now? I'll tell you what it is. It's fear. Why is it fear? It's fear because no one has a plan. When you have no plan, you become fearful of what is going to happen because you don't know what's going to happen. A plan gives you more control. It gives you control over your future. That's why cropping plans with growers are so powerful. The grower feels a certain power he never felt before when he has a cropping plan in place. He feels like he's finally in control of his future because he has a plan. Well, we have a plan for you too, and it starts with your calendar. The calendar is the most effective plan any seed seller could ever have. The calendar gives you control over the most important thing you have in business, and that's your time. The better job you do this time of year, closely manage your time by following your calendar, the more success you're going to have. So let's talk about key strategies that you need to have in using your calendar and how to use it right now and closely follow it. The first strategy, of course, is prospecting. You need to set aside 1 to 2 days every week to prospect for new customers. The number of prospects you need to go after is based on the number of increased units you want this year. Your goal should be to have all your prospecting done and your entire sales increase in place by the time harvest begins. So remember, when you commit your entire sales increase to brand new customers, you'll have it all done before harvest and you will surpass every goal you ever set because any current customers will even add more to that increase you already have. Prospecting is only done when you put it on your calendar. Otherwise, the year gets by, and pretty soon the prospecting days got by you, and you ran out of time. So put the 1 to 2 days in your calendar right now, and make sure you prospect every week for at least 6 to 8 to 10 weeks. The second thing you need to do with your calendar is schedule field visits with every one of your 100% customers. Remember, those 100% customers are someone else's new prospects. You want to lock them in place as quickly as possible. In addition, visit the fields of every grower who is not yet buying at customer level and take them to customer level. As visit the fields of every buyer who is not buying 100% yet to take them to 100% level. Field visits are your key to getting sales increases. Nobody does this. So taking your customers to the field, talking about their cropping plans for next year, talking about the goals they have for each field, it's almost like magic. And you'll find that farmers love it. It's the best strategy to use this time of year when you need to get things done and get cropping plans in place. So to summarize, you need to have every day in your calendar possibly filled in with field visits and with a goal of getting cropping plans started with your new prospects and your current customers in place prior to harvest. When harvest hits, the selling season is basically over. And after harvest, it's going to get really, really crowded out there by everybody out trying to get business after harvest. But when you put every one of your activities in your calendar this time of year, your time is used very efficiently. Every day, every week, and every month is used efficiently. And you're going to make more progress than you ever thought possible. And you'll get more sales than you ever thought possible. I want you to think about this. Everything we're doing when following the seed seller blueprint is connected. The planter visit is directly connected to the cropping plan. And the cropping plan is directly connected to the harvester ride. That means that the planter visit is directly connected to the harvester ride also. You know, it's really difficult to have a really productive harvester ride if you did not have a good planter visit, because you won't have an early cropping plan in place and a cropping plan to confirm on the harvester. The number one goal of a harvester ride is to finalize the cropping plan. So remember, writing that early cropping plan was set up by the planter visit. So what I want you to do is to take out your calendar and start there. This whole territory checkup concept this time of year is about getting your schedule in place and staying on that schedule. Hope you've already been on schedule already, but many people put it off. They don't get it done. So get your calendar out. Make sure your prospecting days are in there. Make sure you're getting out to see, do cropping plans and field visits with your current customers and your 100% guys. And get as many cropping plans in place as you can prior to harvest. Then when you ride harvesters, all you need to do is finalize those plans and the year is in place. This is a time of year to go after the business you want. And you can have as much as you want because no one else is out there. I wish you the best year ever. And follow our blueprint and you'll have one. Happy selling. I'm Rod Ostis.